They died where they stood, violently, with almost no warning. A high-born woman with her jewels, an armed soldier, a baby. Some were found in the rubble, clinging to each other, as if for solace, in that awful moment when hot death came raging down the side of a mountain with the speed of a hurricane. Leonardo da Vinci was born on April 15, 1452, in the small Tuscan town of Vinci, near Florence. He was the son of a wealthy Florentine notary and a peasant woman. Deep in the frigid waters of the Bering Sea lurks the highly lucrative and yet often elusive king crab. Each year, approximately 250 boats converge on Dutch Harbor, Alaska, awaiting the official harvesting season. The North Pole and its vast tracts of pack ice and polar wildlife have been a lure for adventure travelers since Admiral Robert E. Peary made his way there almost a century ago. Not many travelers expect to make the trip in their lifetime, but a variety of options are available. Olympic-sized aspirations? They may seem fit for average celebrities, but for a snowboarder? Wasn't it just 15 years ago that knuckle-draggers were banned from major resorts because their tomfoolery was deemed destructive and dangerous? Now let's talk legitimacy. On the 8th of June, 1968, Scotland Yard investigators arrested James Earl Ray for the murder of Martin Luther King at a London airport. Ray was trying to fly to Belgium, with the eventual goal, he later admitted, of reaching Rhodesia.